We might catch up with Jason Sharp now because he has two strong chances heading into the TAB Melbourne Cup heats, and he's always great to catch up with Sharpie. Hello, mate. How are you going?
Hey, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, Jason, you love getting some of like the Felgates and the Nicholas Quinns of the world to put a few of the greyhounds into the boxes. I did it last year, and it's actually it's harder than it looks, to be completely honest. How did Felgate go, Michael Felgate?
Oh, I just reckon give him the lead straight away.
Was he a natural?
He's
a
freak. I couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable. I've heard it all right now. And did that greyhound trial any good?
It actually pinged the lids pretty good.
Yeah, I did.
I was really surprised, actually.
We have this conversation with a few of the leading players, some of the form experts, when it comes to watching horses in the parade ring and the strappers and the ability of the strappers to get a horse to relax and to parade well and to get them into a rhythm before they head out onto the track. Yeah. How important are the handlers to make sure that the dog is right to go and putting them into the boxes?
I think the handlers are very important. Yeah. They've got to be pretty calm and switched on and really concentrate on what they're doing. If, you know, they're gas bagging and not concentrating on the dog feels it every time. So when the handler's switched on, the dog's normally switched on. So
how many greyhounds are you working at the moment?
We've probably got about just over 100 in work at the moment. So we've got a lot of young ones coming through. So, yeah.
So what time do you get up? Where is it a busy day? Because I find fascinating a day in the world of a greyhound trainer, especially with the sharp juggernaut, really.
Yeah.
Because every time I look at a meeting, and whether it's at Warrnambool or Bendigo, even if they're on the same day, you have runners.
Yeah, we're lucky. We've got a lot of good staff and young kids. So the kids help a lot, and all the staff, we've got great staff, so we can't complain about that.
Can you win the Melbourne Cup? You've got, well, first of all, Aston Lavina goes around in heat number two, race number six. She's drawn box number four, Aston Lavinia, and she takes on Tommy Shelby, who's just arrived here, Tommy Shelby, from Western Australia yesterday. So we might get some footage of Tommy as well and send that out on our social media platforms. Of course, Cal Greeno looks after Tommy for the Withers family when he comes to WA or when he comes to Victoria from WA, because obviously the Withers, Steve Withers, can't get here because of the COVID restrictions and the closure of the border there from the Premier of WA. But can you knock off Tommy Shelby?
Oh, you've got to think you're half a chance when he's not race fit. That's our only chance of beating him. And box eight is not perfect here. Obviously, if he pings the lids and gets to the front, he's going to be very hard to beat. But if something else gets in front of him, well, they've got a chance, I think, as well.
So. It'll be a mighty training performance by Steve Withers to put it into, to explain to our audience maybe not familiar with greyhound racing. It would be like Annabelle Neesham producing Zaki first up in a Cox Plate off a 3 month break.
Yeah. It'll be unbelievable if you could get there. Yeah. So
it'd be an astonishing training performance. So Aston Lavinia is about $14 there in heat number two. Then we go to Hadouken, who's very, very quick. He gets the inside draw that you want in a TAB Melbourne Cup heat.
Yes.
He takes on greyhounds like Well, She's Fast and Typhoon Semi, who are very quick.
Yeah.
Can he hold them out at the start?
I think he can. I'm pretty confident he'll hold them out. Yeah. It's just at the end, that's the worry for him. So.
But in saying that, they're all speed greyhounds as well.
Yeah.
You haven't got a greyhound that's strong really on your back, have you?
Oh, I think Jeff's pretty strong. He's probably the danger, I reckon.
Webleck Jet?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they might go crash bang to that first turn with that speed around him.
We can only hope that.
Yeah. And that's the story with greyhound racing. If you're quick into that first section in a Melbourne Cup and you lead, you might not necessarily be the best greyhound.
Yep.
But you stay out of trouble and you win a lot of races doing that.
Yeah, that's right. They've got to catch you if you're out in front. So.
Yeah. Have you got a winner coming up for a Sharpie?
Today.
Just one.
Today, I like at Cranbourne today, race one, number two, Beastly Boy.
Yep.
I think.
Race one, number two, we'll get on. I'm just having a look at the market now at Cranbourne. Cranbourne race one, number two for the Sharp Camp. Hey, we can get 650.
Yep.
Beastly Boy.
Beastly Boy.
All right, Sharpie. Hey, best of luck on Friday night.
Thanks, Gareth.
I might have something each way on a Dukin, because I think you'll leave for a long, long way.
I reckon have something each way on the other one as well.
All right, then, at $14.
Yep.
Who wins? Who's your tip overall? Who's the one to beat?
Oh, Ashton Rupee.
Yeah, he's a star.
You can't beat him.
No.
You can't beat him.
All right, mate. It's always a pleasure, Sharpie.
And, thanks, mate.
And I'm looking forward to taking up that job you just offered us. Or Michael Felger, anyway, as a kennel worker there for the Sharp camp.
All good. Thanks, mate.
There's Jason Sharp, one of our best greyhound trainers. Terrific bloke as well.